When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Intermittent fasting, that's really interesting that you brought that up, because a recent study was published, a review study that indicated that you might actually have reductions in sex steroid production with intermittent fasting. I will say this, in the short term, intermittent fasting will probably reduce your testosterone levels. If you have excess body fat and it's helping you to reduce your body fat, then it may, in the long term, help you to increase your testosterone levels after you've normalized your body weight at a lower body weight. That said, intermittent fasting hasn't been shown to be especially effective compared to other strategies. So other strategies are just as effective as intermittent fasting. But if you want to try intermittent fasting, you can. One method that's been shown to be equally effective to intermittent fasting is simply having consistent meal timing. So just eating at the same times, being mindful about the times that you're eating and eating in a structured manner and not snacking is going to be roughly as effective in terms of your body weight loss as intermittent fasting. So that's something alternatively that you could try. Now, does intermittent fasting itself, simply the fact that you say reduce your food intake to one or two meals a day in a small window, does that itself, even maintaining the same body weight, cause reductions in testosterone or sex steroid levels, estrogen levels in women? I'm actually not sure. I don't know. I'm not sure about that. I wouldn't imagine that it actually helps you to have better testosterone production. I can't imagine why you would expect for it to be better.